for Ryan, Luke, and Jimmy.
Jimmy, how'd that one play out for you today?
Not according to plan. We looked sluggish in the beginning. Our energy levels were down. Normally we're knocking around that ball with some good pace and our touches on, but today it was off. Everything felt difficult. I think the quality as well for deliveries going into the box was not good enough today. And the boys were off. The boys were off today. But look, this is a game that's behind us now. We've got two tough games on the road now with Calgary and Edmonton. But look, nothing. Pacific, they defended well. They were organized today. We got through them a few times. You know, we had our chances, just not clinical. But I think we've got to be better all over the park.
So, of course, that's two games in a row now that we've had a last-minute sort of arcing goal.
Yeah.
Into an empty net. Is that something as a coach that you care about, or is it something that you begin to get concerned about when it comes to goal differential?
Yeah, of course. I mean, look, Nate knows. Nate knows he's made a mistake. That he went up too far, too high. He should have left it, let one of the other boys pick it up. But I understand what he was trying to do. He was trying to get it and put it back into the box for chasing the game. But look, it's a mistake. He's got to learn from it. And Nate will. Nate will. You know, he'll hold his hand up, and we'll be better. He'll be better.
Ryan, what's the feeling in that room knowing you guys were on top of that game for large stretches and just couldn't find that?
You know, it's frustrating to know that despite what happened on our defensive end, we still created a few chances. I had one in the first half, a couple guys had one in the second half. You know, it's a matter of if the ball was put behind and back in the net, it would be a different story. And, you know, it could change the whole outlook of a game. So, I guess everyone just frustrated right now. Even I'm frustrated with myself. But it's something we have to look forward to, and we can't dwell on missed chances, you know. And just going forward, you know, just had to get our mindset back right and do what we had to do, roll up the sleeves and try to get the job done.
Jimmy, did you guys anticipate such a physical performance from Pacific? We spoke pre-match, and you said these matches were generally good football matches.
Yeah.
No,
they did. Look, and I know what they were trying to do. They're trying to break our rhythm. You know, they know what we're like as a team. We want to get the ball down. We want to play. We got lots of movement, and they did their job. They tried to frustrate us. They slowed the game down at times with fouls, and it did. It got a little bit messy at times, but you know, we can't let that get the better of us, and I think it did a little bit at times today. But look, I mean, with these guys in the dressing room as well. You know, they've got good character. They've got good work ethic. And, you know, we're disappointed with the two games that we've had. You know, we can talk about, you know, the possession that we had and the passing and shots. But at the end of the day, it means nothing unless you get 3 points. It's professional football. It's all about winning games. You know, and I think with that, after our Halifax game, we had a lengthy break, and you know, we kind of knocked us off our stride a little bit, and we got to get back to that, get back to a winning way, and get those energy levels up again, and get that confidence that these guys have.
Luke, a big road trip coming up, 4 straight matches. How do you guys sort of put this behind you and focus?
I think we got to focus on the stuff we didn't do too well, and then improve on that, and then build on the stuff we did do well. And like you said, we have a quick turnaround now, Wednesday, Sunday in Alberta. Another two huge matches for us. I mean, yeah, we're disappointed about these, but we have to move on, get ourselves back to the way we should be playing, and get that confidence back, the belief back, and go in and try to get the job done. I mean, there's still lots of games left to be played, and these are two teams that are fighting for the top right now, along with us and a few others. So. It's huge for us, and I think firstly we have to get back to the way we were playing before our break, get that belief, like I said, and then continue on from that.
How thin are the margins between game
I mean, look, that shows you the parity in the league, you know, which is great. And it's really, I think, with this league, it's all about limiting your mistakes. I think, you know, every game that you watch, there's always a couple little mistakes that cost teams points, and we're no different. You know, we make individual errors. I think at times we're probably our own worst enemy, giving the ball away in certain areas. But it's learning. It's learning. You know, we forget sometimes that this league is brand new. These teams are all new. They're only a few months old, and you know, there's going to be a bit of time, and that we've got to learn from our mistakes and make sure that we correct them as much as we can.
Jimmy, you can't help but look at the table in the last two games, four against teams all below you.
Yeah.
And maybe the team guilty of mentality off, looking at these games, maybe thinking they'd be easier than maybe they were.
You know, I don't think so. You know, this group and the staff, listen, you don't take any games lightly. Every game's a difficult game, and they're tough games, regardless where that team is on the table. You know, maybe we thought because we're at home, we probably have a slight advantage, but, you know, it's disappointing. It's very disappointing. You know, these are 6 points, and especially, you know, with us, we want to be chasing this championship, and you can't afford to drop points. That's 6 points that we dropped that we felt we should have got something from. But it's learning, and we got to learn quick. We got to learn quick, and we got to keep working back on that pitch on Monday. And to what Luca was saying, you know, we focus on what we did well, and we fix everything that we didn't do right today.
On that note, just speaking of the first specific goal, is there anything about that set piece you think could have been defended better?
Well, yeah, I think, look, I mean, Joe lost his man there. You know, there was a lot of action in that goal area. His body's all over the place, and this man just got in front of him. Look, Joe's a good man-to-man marker in the box. He doesn't give anything away for free. To get a little bit of a stumble there as a man came across him and just beat him in the near post. But, you know, that happens. It happens in the game, and I understand that. Look, I've played in games as well where I've lost my man, and my man scores, and you're sitting in that dressing room with your head down. It's going to haunt him. It'll be haunting him. It always does. But you've got to learn from that mistake, make sure it doesn't happen again.
Question for Ryan. Stepping away from the CPL a bit, there's been a few rumors online of Trinidad and Tobago, you know, potentially approaching you for an international call-up. Could you speak to that too a bit? Have you heard from them? Have you heard from Canada? And if you do decide to play international football, do you have a leaning towards what country you'd like to play for?
You know what? Something I've been looking at myself to start. You know, every player, every good player, has represented their national country of choice, and you know, it's opportunity that's supposedly coming towards me, and you know, I have to make a certain choice whether what I would like to represent. And honestly, at this point, it's hard to say which one to go towards. But coming towards September, there's going to be Nations League games, and you know, those are important games for both countries. And you know, to this point, it's whoever is willing to give me the opportunity, and I don't want to step into that to that area thinking, you know, I'm just going here for show, you know. I just want to go there, make a difference, and it's up to whoever is willing to let me do that. So when the time comes, I'll have to make that choice.
Yeah. You know, to be fair, going on that with Ryan, you know, we've talked about it, and at the end of the day, he's got to make a decision, which is best for his career. So he'll take his time with it. And whichever one he chooses, I mean, we'll support, you know, because he deserves it. And it's always nice getting recognized by two countries that want him to come play. So it's an important decision he'll have to make. But, you know, whatever it is, then, you know, us as a club and staff and players, we'll support that decision that he makes.
Any more questions? So how about
leader tonight after the way you're feeling conceding the deuce? And then so I'd ask, is it cold gin time again, or do you see a black diamond in the rough? And do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Those were early songs on Kiss Live.
I don't know what you want me to say there, big man. But I like it, though. I like what you did there. That was good.
I don't want to put words in your mouth. You seem pissed off.
I am.
The last 2 games.
Yeah, I am.
How do you take that pissed offness and channel that towards the games coming up in Alberta?
Look, I am. The players are. And this is all part of the game. This is the game of football. You know, there's ups and downs and emotions, and it's how you deal with them and how you handle them. You know, I could be coming in here and just losing it, but it's what do you get out of that? You don't get anything. You know, as a gaffer, I've got to lead by example. It's going to hurt these last 2 games, but at the end of the day, I've got to come in Monday morning with a smile on my face and get these guys going again, because we can't dwell on it too long. Because then what ends up happening, way you start getting, you stop losing focus of what the end goal is. So this is going to be, this will be bothering me all tonight, tomorrow. But Monday morning when we're back on that pitch, it'll be work. Another day in the office and get ourselves ready for the next games.
Any more? Thanks.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Welcome, Alberta.
Enjoy your concert.
That was good.
Yeah. Those were all on like their Kiss Alive album, 76.
Okay, so is that 2? Stop.